This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Southern Colorado Honor Flight will be hosting 11 World War II veterans today at the National Museum of World War II Aviation in Colorado Springs. The veterans will be seated at tables where visitors can approach them individually, ask questions, and hear about their incredible World War II experiences. The event will be held from 12:30 to 2:30 today at the National Museum of World War II Aviation. A new free eyewear program operating inside Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is available to community members, even if they aren't veterans. Keegan Meyer owns I Love Care, Inc., and up until recently, his work has focused on getting veterans the eye care they need. Now he's expanding to offer help to people on Medicaid. Meyer is giving away free glasses to anyone on Medicaid, even over the age of 21. The Colorado Wolf and Wildlife Center in Divide has new arrivals, 2 6-month-old New Guinea singing dogs. The New Guinea singing dog is an ancient lineage of dog found in the New Guinea highlands on the island of New Guinea. The CWWC says on their Facebook page that the dogs are thought to be either endangered or extinct in the wild. Well, as construction on the south end of the Interstate 25 gap widening project gears up, significant traffic impacts began Friday night and will continue through next weekend. Tamara Rollison, a CDOT spokesperson, says today the southbound I-25 entrance ramp on County Line Road will be closed. The southbound exit ramp at that interchange and a lane of southbound I-25 through the interchange will be closed from 7 p.m. today until 11 a.m. Sunday. PETA is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information that could lead to the arrest of whoever is responsible for shooting 3 deer with blow darts. On April 1st, Colorado Parks and Wildlife got a report of the injured deer and found an older one with a dart through its leg and 2 younger does, one shot in the nose and the other in its neck. A U.S. Army veteran in Colorado Springs has a new roof and gutters thanks to the Owens Corning National Roof Deployment Project, a nationwide effort giving back to those who served our country. Purple Hearts in Colorado Springs, along with other organizations, helped find U.S. Army veteran Christopher Hayes. Genco Building Services installed the roof.
Morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinkwe. We'll start the day off a little bit on the cool side, but we'll have plenty of sunshine and eventually end up warmer today with high temperatures into the middle 60s in Colorado Springs, probably lower 70s in Pueblo and Canyon City with upper 50s around Teller County. Shouldn't have nearly as much wind as we've had recently, though it will be breezy at times, particularly over the mountains. Tonight looks pretty quiet. We'll drop back into the 30s to around 40 at lower elevations. Generally 20s and 30s up across the high country. Tomorrow probably about the same temperature-wise, but the wind will be picking up. We could start turning cooler late. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.